A reading from the Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He takes away every branch in me that does not bear fruit, and every one that does, he prunes, so that it bears more fruit. You are already pruned because of the word that I spoke to you. Remain in me as I remain in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit on its own unless it remains on the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, because without me you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me will be thrown out like a branch and wither, and people will gather them and throw them into a fire, and they will be burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask for whatever you want and it will be done for you. By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. On the night before he died, Jesus gathered for one last time with his closest friends, and perhaps from the room where he prepared this final meal, he could see the magnificent temple of Jerusalem out the window. This temple with its immense doors, which the first century Jewish historian Flavius Josephus describes as covered with great relief vines made of gold with clusters of grapes as large as men. It was to this temple his parents had first brought him as an infant. To this temple he was drawn as a 12-year-old on the edge of adulthood. At this temple he had identified as the Good Shepherd, the gospel we heard last week. And in this temple, he had turned over tables and driven out money changers just days before, an act he knew would not be without consequences. And now, from the upper room, almost in the shadow of the great building, we can imagine his gaze would be drawn there again, into those gold doors through which he had passed in and out so many times. How to speak to those he loved so much, who were now climbing the stairs, whose voices could be heard ascending from the dusty street. Over his time with them, he'd offered many parables, many images to open their imagination to the kingdom that God wanted. Prose and definitions didn't cut it when trying to illumine the mystery, the richness, the marvelous indescribability of what God desired for them. So he had to paint pictures with his words of what God had planned for them, the kind of relationship that God wanted to invite them into, the kind of relationship that he had with God and that God had with him, and that he wanted his friends to share in as well. But even those images were falling flat for him in that moment. How to say it? How to get it across? What could be more intimate than the relationship of a shepherd to his sheep, than the relationship of a forgiving father to his prodigal son? And still, these were not enough. It was more than being called by name and following. It was more than an experience of being lost and then being found. There was a kind of friendship, a oneness that seemed to defy language. And then, as the sun began to set and the last light of day bounced off the gleaming temple and speckles of gold seemed to linger in the air, he knew the one last parable that he wanted to give them, the one last image he wanted them to cling to. He had saved the best for last. Today, we hear the gospel parable of the true vine. It was a parable given not to everyone, not to the large crowds, but to the people that Jesus loved dearly, those who had followed him, who had become his disciples, who had entered into deepest friendship with him. And if you are listening to this right now through your computer or your iPod or whatever other sort of device you might have to use in your corner of the world, I imagine that you're one of those people, that you've traveled the highways and byways with him, seen your fair share of bumps and bruises. I imagine that you are someone who has hung in there when others, for very good reasons, not to judge, have decided to go another route. And you probably arrive at this dinner a little bedraggled. It's been a long journey. And there's stuff around the corner tomorrow that you don't really want to see. But here in this moment, is what Jesus wants to say to you, what he wants to invite you to remain, to just be, to let him be in you the way that the Father is in him and he is in the Father. He does not give the parable of the true redwood tree with its vast trunk and its tiny branches at top. With such a tree, you could cut off the limbs and still have much left. But he is the vine, which when you cut off the branches, well, what is there at all? This is how much you mean to him and how much he means to you. And this is all he asks, indeed begs, remain. In 8 short verses, he states it 8 times, remain. Twice as many times as he says, bear fruit. As if you must practice just being twice as much as you must do anything. And let the sap of the Spirit that runs through his veins also run through your veins. And be that close. Enjoy that kind of oneness so that you know his joy in you, and only then can his joy be complete. Remain and be.